Apples dipped in candy, sweet potato wine. One is for your belly, the other's for your mind. Day off on Sunday when the rent is not behind. Well, that's the way it goes. Lazy Mississippi, moving mighty slow, like that old blackbird standing by the road. Able when the times get rough to just pick up and go. Farther on down the line, rich man, poor man, beggar man, first one gets you down the road, the others get you grief. Last one will get you 90 days of cotton picking pee on the captain's farm. I'll be damned if I can understand just what life's all about. He's 80 years and his thoughts are running wild. He's worked and sweated all these years to finally find it out. He was once a man, but twice a child.
Live in our studio, we heard Ronnie Cox on the guitar and the voice with Radoslav Lorkovich. I hope I say your name right.
No one has said it better than you.
That's even better than they say it in Croatia. On the piano. And T. Bruce Bowers on fiddle in this particular one. The Ronnie Cox Trio?
Ronnie Cox and Friends? Just call us in time for supper.
Well, we called you in time for Live and Local today. That's the name of this show, right, where they are playing live in our studio. They're going to be playing a house concert tonight at 7 o'clock. It is open to any and all. In fact, you can't get advance tickets, so everybody's fair game to go see you guys at 405 West Illinois Street in Urbana. And that's kind of why they're here. They're also here because they're here, which is great. And Ronnie was here. Were you by yourself when you were here?
No, Karen Mall.
Karen Mall. for a WILO fundraiser. It's been a couple or a few years, I guess.
2 years ago.
2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. You got more of a track of it than I have, which is fantastic. Anyway,
well,
it's great to
have
you
either
back.
Have, depending on put the whether you put the value of either the worst memory or the best memory in the world, and that depends on whether or not you like for me to remember exactly what happened.
And well, it depends who's right.
Yeah, some people don't want that kind of knowledge.
No, probably not. Well, speaking of remembering, if you'd probably be forgiven if you don't remember Ronnie Cox in the context that you just heard, because the average person knows Ronnie Cox through his movies, through his television shows, and there's something like 125 of those for you to have heard of, seen him in. Whether good guy, bad guy, or whatever. But I was reading a review of one of your recent concerts in which the reviewer must have had a conversation with you, and you said that you love acting, but you love not as much as you love music.
Yeah, that's true. And I do love acting, and I'm good at it. But there's, and I kept trying to articulate what it is about music that's much more compelling to me. And what it is with acting, no matter what kind of acting it is, whether it's movies, television, plays, you name it, there is and must be that imaginary fourth wall between you and the audience. I'm sure you know on radio, you talk to this microphone, but you can't really see who you're getting through to there. You hope you do. But and that's what acting, you can't step through the camera. And even if you're in a play where, like the stage manager in our town talks to the audience, but he has to talk within the character. He has to stay within that framework. And with music, and especially the kind of music show that I do where I also tell stories, there is a possibility of a profound one-on-one sharing that can take place. And that's a sharing, that's an opiate that is undeniable. And it's like, because nothing cuts through to the heart like music does. And so that's one of the reasons with my shows, I like them to be as informal as possible. And I like it to feel like it used to be when we were kids sitting in the living room or in the kitchen or on the front porch sharing music with family and friends. And so that's what I strive for in my shows. And music gives me that in a way that acting doesn't.
Well, and I imagine there is that element too, that acting is acting, meaning you're not necessarily you. When you're playing, you are who you are.
Exactly. You put your finger right on it, because when you're acting, you're part of this group. I mean, and you can't mess up the other characters. And for better or worse, I'm the straw that gets to stir the drink here. And so we get to go where I want to go. And they move out of my impulses always. And that's the beauty of getting to play with really brilliant musicians like I do, because they can pick up on what I'm doing.
So I guess we're the ice cubes.
Yeah, exactly.
That was rad. Well, we'll be talking plenty with Ronnie and Rad and Bruce as the show goes along. But we're also going to be talking to you, our listener. And there is that wall. I mean, I don't know if you call this a fourth wall, this microphone thing, but we're always told as radio hosts that we are to talk to each individual. And we're actually also told as somebody who is working a pledge drive that we are to talk to individuals, because each person who's listening to the show takes some value from the music, takes some value from the conversation that you're hearing from. When we talk to somebody like Ronnie Cox and his colleagues, you learn a lot about somebody you may have seen in another context. And there's a good chance that you haven't heard those people in this context, except maybe on this show. It depends who they are and how much you get out and so on. But Live and Local is our chance here to help bring performers with together, put you together with audience members, or else just give you a chance to hear some good music and conversation on the show. And this is the spring pledge period. It's the last weekday of it. It's my last chance to represent Live and Local to our listener. And so we certainly hope that you'll take the opportunity today to express your appreciation for what goes on here financially, which is the way it needs to work.
Exactly. So we'll give you a few hints about how we'd like you to make a financial contribution. Of course, we're going to ask you to pick up the phone and make a pledge call to WILL. And before you do that, you kind of have to decide in your mind and heart, right, how much you listen to this station, how much you might be able to afford to give this year, and if you're going to do it. So you have to make all of those decisions in a pretty short time frame, because as Kevin and I know, these pledge drives are remarkable in that the phone only rings when we're speaking to you and asking you to make a gift. And as soon as the music starts, the phone quits ringing. So some people ask me sometimes, why do you go on and on and on and ask me for my money again and again? Because we know that the only time that people really do pick up the phone is exactly when we're asking you. So right now is the time that we're asking you, if you have the inclination and some funds to spare today, that you do it now. You make your gift to support this amazing resource that is Live and Local. You never know who is going to be with Kevin in this studio. It could be a group of middle schoolers playing classical music. It could be Ronnie Cox and his trio the next day. It's just an amazing potpourri of conversation and terrific live music and sometimes recorded music. And it is a value to our community. So I hope that you will join us as a friend of WILL. I hope you'll renew your membership if you were a member last year and it's time for you to renew again. Maybe you could even increase the value of your gift today. I'm not going to tell you how much to give. You can decide that for yourself. Some people, just to give you a hint, the average gift is somewhere a little more than $120 during this pledge drive. But people have been giving anywhere from $25 to $1,500 during the drive. So decide how much you'd like to give. But we hope right now is the time you'll call 217-244-0025, or you can go online anytime to make your gift at willpledge.org. So one more time, 244-0025 or willpledge.org. And I sure do thank you, because I sure do love this show.
And she, who I failed to introduce, is Donda Beard, who's our development director here at Illinois Public Media. It's always great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's such a gift to be right here in the studio. We should do a live and local sometime during the pledge drive so people can come do this, because this is a lot of fun here.
You got, what kind of music did you call it?
Dialing music.
push button, yeah, clicking music. Now you,
I like it.
I want to hear those phones ring.
217-244-0025 or willpledge.org.
Now we're sounding like a Prairie Home Companion, which is not a bad thing.
That'll be coming up tomorrow night. It is Live and Local here on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances, and we do appreciate your support for it. And we appreciate having Ronnie and Red and Bruce in the studio today. What do you want to do next?
That's a good question.
I can't answer it.
Maybe, I grew up in New Mexico. I was born and raised and actually never left until I got out of college. And where I come from in New Mexico, you can say the most awful, terrible, insulting things about somebody and to somebody, as long as you end it with bless her heart. I hear it maybe like that around here too. I mean, you can say stuff like, why, that no good trollop, she ought to be in jail. She runs around on her husband, doesn't feed them kids. That last time they had to get a loan, someone had to co-sign for them.
Bless her heart.
But then there's another bless too, and that was bless my soul, and bless my soul is sacrosanct. We used to have a lady in my hometown named Grandma Sims, and she used to come over and make us hot water cornbread. And I don't know if you guys have had hot water corn. It's not like traditional cornbread. If you think about it, every culture of the world has a recipe for fried dough. The Danes have a dish called abelskewer. The French have beignets. sopapillas, fried wontons, Dunkin' Donuts, and hot water cornbread is actually goes all the way back to Civil War days, and that's their version of fried dough. And the recipe is so simple. I'll just put the recipe in the first verse. You need 2 cups of cornmeal, finely ground. Make sure it's white when you mill it. Then some oil, about an inch deep, real hot but not smoking in a skillet. 4 spoons of flour, teaspoon of salt. Then you pour from that whistling pot. 2 cups of boiling water, be careful don't you spill it. Now comes the tricky part, you gotta add the water to all that dry stuff you got. The only way to do it is to put your hands in and do it quickly, cause it's hot. Drop them in the skillet when they're round, turn them over once they're brown. Feeds 4 hungry people, that's a lot. Hot water cornbread, my grandma's cornbread. I see her in the kitchen, whoa, I miss her so. I hear my grandma saying, bless my soul. Well, it takes me back to childhood Sunday mornings. Grandma singing in some mystery key. I hear my daddy saying, rise and shine, you lazy cowboy. Someone's in there cooking up a special treat for us to eat. And I know just what he's talking about. I jump out of bed. Gotta be my grandma's sweet cornbread. Hot water cornbread, my grandma's cornbread. I see her in the kitchen, whoa, I miss her so. I hear my grandma saying, bless my soul. Hot water cornbread since I grew up and moved away. The doctors nowadays say if you eat that fried stuff, it's gonna be hell to pay. Well, I guess they're right. Here's what I think. Spend your life trying to be in the pink. You don't really live any longer. Just seems that way. Hot water cornbread, my grandma's cornbread. I see her in the kitchen. Whoa, I miss her so. Hear my grandma saying, bless my soul. Hear my grandma saying, bless my soul. My grandma used to say, bless my soul. Hot
water cornbread. Yes. Makes me want to have some.
Yeah, it's kind of heavy. They're more like hush puppies, actually.
They can be good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're very good.
We cook it up at that premium donation level.
Hey, now there we go. We need to get some ingredients in here.
Yeah, you get that with a mug and some cornbread.
We do offer a mug at what is the level of?
Oh my gosh, you put me on the spot without my.
I don't
my
have
handy.
Mine here. I don't remember.
Gosh, I can't remember.
Anyway, if you go online.
Check it out online.
WillPledge.org.
You it is
find
a great
out.
Looking mug.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they say hot water cornbread, they get a mug.
What does your T-shirt say there, Ronnie?
This is the Woody Guthrie.
The Woody Guthrie Festival.
In Okemo, Oklahoma. The
2012.
Woody
2012.
Yeah. We go every year. But 2012 was actually Woody's 100th birthday. And so that was kind of a special commemoration. They have it every year. July 14th, I think, is actually his birthday. So they have it near July 4th every year.
Is he one of the folks that has been a particular inspiration for you musically?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up practically hearing all of Woody's stuff, politically, he speaks to me just sort of in every way in the world. He's a sort of for the common man. I grew up in New Mexico, but we were sort of victims of that sort of Dust Bowl 30s kind of thing. I was privileged. I got to do that Woody Guthrie film, Bound for Glory.
Right.
One
of your early ones.
Yeah, 1975, I think we shot it, and Woody's daughter, Nora, came and stayed with my wife and I for the 3 or 4 months that we were shooting the film, and I got to be really close friends with Nora, and of course I'm friends with Arlo too, but I'm really close with Nora, and it means a lot to me.
Who are some of the other inspirations? Musically.
Cisco Houston, Josh White Jr., Josh White and Josh White Jr. now, Big Bill Brunzi, of course the Weavers, Pete Seeger, Ronnie Gilbert and all those, Lee Hayes, all those wonderful people. And nowadays, I mean, you've got artists like Jack Williams and Jonathan Bird and John William Davis, and there's so many great young folk artists out. You know, the problem with folk music that we play is it's always a sort of niche, our audience. Our fans are great fans, but they're limited, and our goal is to get more and more young people turned on, and I'm happy to say that there's so many young good bands that are coming up now that are playing music. There's a fabulous artist, actually from Okemo, Oklahoma, Woody's hometown, named John Fulbright, who is a really coming star. And if you guys don't know of his music, you should check it out, because he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
John Fulbright.
Fulbright.
So when you say young artists, young bands, you're talking about within the sort of general realm of folk music?
Yeah, well, but for want of a better term, acoustic-oriented music. And that embraces a lot of stuff. I mean, that's the other thing about folk music is there's so many different definitions, but it's music of the folk. I saw an interesting thing that shows the problem people have with the definition of folk music. The Library of Congress has a very kind of particular definition of what folk music is. And by the Library of Congress's definition, Pete Seeger's children are folk artists. Pete Seeger is not.
What was he?
Well, according to their definition, if you're taught the music, if it's passed on from your parents down to you, become a folk. And Pete's family members, they were more classical oriented, so he came to music from a different direction. Of course, he taught the folk music to his kids. So music, Roz Larman, who is has a PBR public radio
combining
station.
PBS and NPR, yeah.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Anyway, she has a definition for folk music. She says, if I like it, it's folk.
Well, that's as good as any.
Yeah.
And you know, I should do a little housekeeping here before we hear another tune. My guests, who I have not said for a little bit, are Ronnie Cox, who has just been speaking. Was that your song, by the way?
No. Yes, Hot Water Cornbread?
Yeah,
yes.
That's your song. Okay.
Yes, it was.
And Rad Lorkovich. Lorkovich, am I saying? I did ask that again. I'm not going to ask again. At the piano, and he'll pick up an accordion later, and T. Bruce Bowers on the fiddle. And we'll find out a little bit more about these guys. I see the mandolin there. I'm waiting, eager to hear it. But the housekeeping part, aside from that, is that our broadcast today is supported with the assistance of many people, including Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, a Norrison Preferred dealer at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side. Sweeney Brothers, where the beauty of a room starts with a floor. Most of the people who support programs here on WILL are people like you, which is to say individuals who enjoy the programs and at some point decide it's worth something to them monetarily to say, I'm going to pick up the phone or I'm going to go online and make a contribution in that amount that says, this is what it's worth to me. And so we hope you'll consider doing that today. You do it in honor of Dick Jones of RoboCop.
Yes. It was
my production assistant, Jason, was very eager to meet Dick Jones, who is here in the studio, and or any of the other characters that you may happen to know that Ronnie Cox played.
Yeah, I took over as captain of the ship on Star Trek for two
episodes. I read that recently.
Captain Jellicoe. And I have some people, relatives of mine, that think that's the only thing of any worth I've ever done.
So you can do it in honor of the captain of the Enterprise. Was it the Enterprise? The one that you were on?
I was on the Next Generation.
The Next Generation.
With Picard.
Yeah. Whatever that ship was called.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, you should. Well, you go back to the... Yeah, that's right. In any event, the phone number where you can make your contribution in whoever's name you want, you do it in your own, is 217-244-0025. Or online at willpledge.org. Donna Beard's our development director and is in charge of all of our fundraising here. And she loves you people whenever you send us money.
It's true. Right before I came, I spoke to a woman and she had left me a voicemail. And she said, you know, I love you guys, but I have a few questions and concerns about your fundraising drive. And so we talked for a few minutes about her questions and concerns about our fundraising drive. And it is such a pleasure to talk with you as friends of WILL. So you're always welcome to call us. I just wanted to say, Kevin, a couple of words about Sweeney Brothers Fine Floors. And I just happen to know that they support programs on WILL. They have a lovely business and they hope people come into their business because they support programs on WILL. But they do it because they love the stations, and they've been doing it for years, decades, and it's a pretty small business, a family-run business. So this is really just another example of a family who has decided to support public broadcasting, and it's best for them to write a business check, so that's how they do it. So I hope that you'll take the opportunity to do what's best for you and your family, whether it's sending us a check or giving us a phone call and hauling out your credit card. Maybe you'll make a monthly gift to WILL. You know, lots of people are becoming sustainers and making a $5 a month commitment or a $10 a month commitment. And that way you set it up and you don't have to think about it again. When the next fund drive rolls around, you can think to yourself, ha, I've already done that. I'm a monthly contributor. And the way you get started is to dial 217-244-0025 or, of course, to go online to willpledge.org and join the Sweeney Brothers and the other great, mostly small, businesses who support WILL.
And online you can look up and see how much you have to get that mug.
Right,
since
exactly.
We weren't sure.
Since we don't know. That's pretty sad.
We're flying by the seat of our pants here, which is what always happens, by the way, on Live and Local. That's the dirty secret of your interviewer's style of going at things, is that I've got some pieces of paper in front of me and not one of them has a question on it. It just has information. So I know a few things about Ronnie Cox, and we'll get him to tell you a few more coming up. And we'll also find out a few things about Rad and Bruce before the hour is up. So dream something up now while you have the chance. What do you want to do next? Let's hear some
more
music.
Well, we were talking about folk music, and one of the, as we all know, a lot of our American folk music is almost as a direct derivation of English and Irish and Scottish music. And I've recently put there's a song, an Irish folk song, that I've seen big, long, learned précis on the symbolism in this song, and it's considered one of the most mysterious songs around. And I first heard a wonderful artist in Ireland named Christy Moore do this song, and it's called Ride On, R-I-D-E, on, and we'd like to do that. Ooh. True, you ride the finest horse I've ever seen, standing 16, one or two, with eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie, and look for the spark that lights the night through the teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. No matter how I wanted to. No matter how I wanted to.
Ronnie Cox, Rad Lokovich, and T. Bruce Bowers on Live and Local. Live in our studio here on FM 90.9. They're going to play a house concert tonight at 7 o'clock in Urbana. The address is 405 West Illinois Street, and I tell it to you because you can't get tickets ahead of time, and you just have to show up, and so you need to know where you're going. 405 West Illinois Street. It's the home of Danny Otto and Barbara Schenck. And they do occasionally host house concerts, and they ask here that, of course, donations to the musicians are encouraged. And everyone is invited to bring their favorite beverage or finger food to share. And if you want to call with any inquiries, like how do you get there, and because you don't have GPS, call 217-254-9876. Do not make a pledge call at that number. 217-254-9876.
Community Advisory Committee at WILL, so she could probably
she would pass the money along,
yeah,
yeah. Or
or
might,
not.
Might just give it to Ronnie and these guys, and then we'd have to trust them. How did you pick up with these particular gentlemen?
Well, Rad and I met at a folk festival in Kerrville, Texas, about 5 years ago.
That's a big one, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. It's the second longest running folk festival in America, and it goes on for 18 days. It starts the Memorial Day weekend every year, and it's that weekend and the 2 weeks in between. So there's 3 weekends in 2 weeks. So it goes for 18 days and wonderful, hot, and it's a festival that celebrates songwriters, and so we're playing it again this year. So I met Rad there, and I'd seen him play with a couple of other people, just wanted him to be in my band in the worst way. So we've been playing together for about 5 years. Bruce is fairly new with us. I'd been playing with when I was here doing the show here a couple of years ago. I was with Karen Mall, who mm-hmm. plays mandolin, and Karen had been with me for a long time, but Karen just adopted a newborn baby this last year, and so she's off the road, and so now we have Bruce. And I have to say, in all honesty, Bruce is a masterful player and companion to be with. We're making him shave his legs for a little while, and we sometimes call
him. Looks pretty good.
He's getting better, we call him Karen sometimes.
Yeah. He makes me call him Maestro though. It's not that bad.
what kind of other things do you play, Bruce?
I play mostly fiddle, but I play guitar and mandolin, a little bit of keyboards in the studio only. I would never play it live. Run a recording studio, and been working for 27 years with a group up at a place called Big Top Chautauqua, which actually has a radio show that we broadcast mostly in Minnesota and Wisconsin area, but it's on Wisconsin Public Radio.
What about genres? I mean, types of music in general.
Oh God.
Everything.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, anything. Because I play fiddle, I get pushed into Celtic and bluegrass more than I really like to be. I don't know, it just doesn't call to me. Whereas stuff like this, it's real emotional music. You can play a lot of dynamics and as opposed to just pounding out tunes.
When you say stuff like this, what is this?
Well, yeah, it's
I mean,
folk
we were kicking around the word folk, but it's...
It's whatever Ronnie likes.
Yeah.
That's the thing. My show is so different than everybody else's because I will not box myself into one. If I find a song that I think we can have some fun with, and these guys, Rad and Bruce, are such masterful musicians that I can sort of get to go anywhere. I'm a connoisseur of great songs, and I'm always looking for other people's songs because I'm different from a lot of so-called folk artists. You know, a lot of these guys do only their own songs that they've written, and you're somehow considered a lesser artist if you didn't actually write the song. And coming from the world of theater and films, as I do, I'm really comfortable with the concept of an interpretive artist. And oftentimes a songwriter has gotten all his angst out in writing the song and somehow doesn't feel the need. And sometimes an artist can find things in that song that the writer has sort of taken for granted. So I'm always looking for somebody else's songs. I can do a whole night of just doing my songs, but then it would be all songs run through my psyche. And even though I think I'm pretty good, I think it would be boring. So as a matter of philosophy, I do less than half of the songs in my show that I have written. I always go and find it. Because that's another thing, as a folk artist, part of my job is to, if you don't know John Fulbright, my job is to say, you need to know this artist. Or if you don't know John William Davis from Denver, or you don't know Jonathan Bird from North Carolina, or Jack Williams from Arkansas, I need to expose you to those people. I love being able to take somebody's song and feel like I can do something with it.
As long as you find an emotional connection to it yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, being an actor and being a storyteller, that's another thing. If I can find a song that either has a story or I can craft a story around it, then because that's the other thing too. I found out a long time ago, actually having the story be actually true is sort of a detriment.
Well, that's superfluous, isn't it?
Well,
the truth of it.
Exactly, because you know this yourself, that real, true life, honest stories, sometimes the punchline doesn't come in the right place, and sometimes it doesn't end satisfactorily. And if you can't improve on it, why tell the damn thing anyway?
But we are public radio. We only tell the truth. That is a given. Ronnie Cox is with us for the hour here in our studio on Live and Local. That's the name of the show. It brings you connection. It is your connection to local performances. And he'll be tonight at 7 o'clock at 405 West Illinois Street in Urbana, a health concert there. And you can just show up sometime before 7 and first come, first seated. The rest of you get to stand or peek in through the windows. Well, speaking of emotional connections, of course, you know, Ronnie started the whole thing off by saying that music allows him that connection that he does with his audience that he doesn't have, you know, maybe in the films in quite the same way. And we certainly imagine, I would have to say, I assume that the music that we share with you here on Live and Local produces some sort of emotional connection with you. Maybe not every type of music we have on the show resonates with you, but surely something does. And I'm sure that many of our listeners are resonating with the music that Ronnie and his colleagues are bringing to you today. I mean, you have to, because I'm looking across from him and seeing the emotion in his face as he's interpreting his song or the Irish song that you just heard. And so I assume that's touching you somewhere, perhaps even in your pocketbook, which is where I'm going. if one of them, if you were moved enough in one place to reach into the other, why not do it right now? And I'll let Donda tell you how.
Gosh. And so you, to make a contribution, you can either call us at 217-244-0025, or if you're at home or still at work and you're listening and you're moved to make a contribution, you can just type in willpledge.org and follow the simple instructions. And it really is kind of a lofty thing to transform yourself from becoming someone who listens and enjoys public radio to somebody who invests in it on a regular basis. And it really is that idea we're wanting you to sort of internalize, that it's not just something I enjoy. It's public radio is a resource that benefits not just me, but the person down the hall who's hearing folk music for the first time or maybe just today sort of got turned on to the idea of, oh yeah, that's something I need to check out more of. Or maybe even it's some young person who's just learning to play an instrument that using this radio service has deepened their understanding or enjoyment of music. Or maybe it's someone across the county who's not able to get out of their house as often as they used to. And this radio service is something they use night and day, 7 days a week. You're making such an amazing thing possible when you become a friend of WILL. It's a big idea, we know. supporting this public radio service, but we hope you'll take that idea and turn it into action right now, this last day of our fund drive. Last time I checked, Kevin.
Last weekday of our fund drive.
Last weekday of our fund drive. We'll be here tomorrow morning, too. Last time I checked, we were at just over $85,000. We're hoping to raise well over $100,000 during this drive. So these last few hours are so important to us. And we're raising these dollars so that we'll have the money in the bank beginning July 1st so that we can do it all over for you again in the coming fiscal year. We're really hoping to provide you this service. So if you depend on it, if you agree that it's a great community resource, I hope you'll join us with a gift today. Again, the phone number, 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org.
Thanks, Donda. Ronnie Cox, what's next?
Well, here's the thing. Rad's here with his accordion. We haven't gotten to hear it yet.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Sitting there, yeah.
And it's a gorgeous. And so what I'd like to do, I'd like to have the band pick the song. So, Rad, what would you like to play on that accordion?
This is Croatian number. Well, let's see. Gosh, I like all the accordion songs we do. We could either
Westphalia. Westphalia.
Well, that's a Texas song.
That's a Texas song. I can tell you a little bit about this. This song goes all the way back to 300 years. To France, and then it eventually migrated to Poland, and then to Germany, and then in the 20s and 30s it migrated to Texas, and every Texas fiddle player knows a song called the Westphalia Waltz, but this is called the Westphalia Texas Waltz. It's about a young couple who, when they were courting in San Antonio, the Westphalia Waltz was always playing in the background, so it became their song. Well, he said to her, my little darling, why you're as lovely as I did recall. Her eyes brightly sparkled like diamonds as the tears started slowly to fall. Oh, yes, I can clearly remember, she said in a slow Texas drawl, and she sighed as she softly surrendered to the strains of the Westphalia Waltz. Thank you.
night in the sad and torn rose. She cried as she softly surrendered to the strains of the Westphalian
The Westphalia Texas Waltz with Ronnie Cox, Rad Lorkovich, and Bruce Bowers. Bruce on the fiddle, Rad on the accordion, and of course Ronnie on the guitar and the vocal. And they're live here in our studio here on Live and Local, where we have support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. Rad, we've heard the piano, we've heard the piano accordion. What's your musical journey?
I was born into fairly serious Eastern European classical music family. And my grandmother, Melita Lorkovic, was the premier pianist for the nation of Yugoslavia for 3 decades. So there was a bit of pressure to take your piano studies seriously, which I did initially. I was derailed, it seemed permanently, by a blues scale that a friend of mine showed me in junior high, I think early high school, and that set me on a perilous journey, which greatly alarmed my parents.
And for those who don't know what a blues scale is,
and it works on top of everything, and anybody can play it, but
blue
it's the
as
easiest
in the blues,
thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And jazz, and
it works in everything, and yeah, and it's incredible. You couldn't keep me off the piano after I figured that off, and off I went, and it was a great cause of concern. But it kind of came around, I think, 30 years later, I think the parents kind of realized, wow, he's still doing this.
And not doing too badly, Was, having heard a blues scale, did that take you into the blues right away? Did that take you
into
the
No, it just took me into the world of improvisation. I actually was led directly into the blues somewhat later. I was sort of more of I liked singer-songwriters. I liked guys like Jackson Browne. I liked the Grateful Dead, And then my friend Bo Ramsey came around and he showed me the real blues, and then I was hooked, and explored that very deeply.
And now here you are, doing many things, I understand, but also on tour with Ronnie Cox.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a cool experience. It's genres and styles of music I don't think I ever get to play, and it's a great thing to explore.
It's emotional stuff. Said earlier, I'm just, I'm sitting right across from him in the room here, and I get to when he's singing. Whatever you've been singing, I guess we've done 4 songs maybe.
Yeah.
And the emotional expression is there for every single song.
Well, thank you. That's my goal. Like I said, I love for this to be a shared experience. And my goal in the shows is to actually make an audience giggle out loud on one song and actually weep a real tear on the next. And because to me, that's music that resonates in here. And that's the funny thing about music. It can either resonate... the frivolous songs can resonate just as well as the heartfelt ones, and it's, I just don't know of anything that can move us quite like that. I read a wonderful quote by Picasso of all people once, which speaks to the kind of art expression that I like to do, because in telling. Because some of my, we talked earlier about my stories are not necessarily true, and because I'll do anything to make the story more interesting. I don't care. And I, the quote I read from Picasso was, he said, art is not truth. He said, art is a lie that makes us realize truth.
Now the question is, did he really say that?
Yeah. He may have made that up. Or I may have made that up.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Do you have one of those frivolous songs?
I do. Let's see. Let's.
I've been looking at one.
You've been looking at this?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, this song is not frivolous.
Brad says this is not a frivolous song.
This is a profound philosophical statement.
Bullfrog, minding his business, sitting there reading his mail. Pollywog, swimming in a river, wondered when he'd lose his tail. Wild hog, looking for an acre, hoping that his crop don't fail. Bullfrog, pollywog, wild hog, call the dog, they don't know the ship's done sailed. Old cow, waiting on a farmer, hoping that his hands ain't cold. Old plow, sitting there rusting, just doing what it's been told. Fat sow, working on a litter, wondering if she's too damn old. Milk cow, old plow, fat sow, anyhow, they don't know the farm's been sold. Try to tell me your troubles, don't get serious. Stand by and I'll bust your bubble. I tell you how funny serious is. Supper, looking for his upper plate. Suntan, woman on a bar stool, figuring out the going rate. Soup can, a used car salesman, wants to give a fool a break. Old man, suntan, soup can, what a plan, God forgot to close the gate. Tell me your troubles, don't get serious. Stand by and I'll bust your bubble. I tell you how funny serious is. Bullfrog.
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 Whoa.
Ronnie Cox, Radoslav Lorkovich, and T. Bruce Bowers live in our studio. They'll be playing tonight a house concert at 405 West Illinois Street in Urbana. The show starts at 7 o'clock. No tickets in advance. Pay them when you get there. but do show up if you want a seat. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for coming and joining us on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And thanks to all who've supported the show during the course of the week. We hope that in the next 1 minute, we'll have some more folks given a call at our pledge number. It's our last day of the pledge drive, weekday of the pledge drive. 217-244-0025. Here's Rad's pledging music. We hope you'll make that contribution right now.
We do, indeed. Or you could go online. If you're still at work at 5 o'clock and 22 seconds, you still have a couple of minutes where you could make a gift at willpledge.org. We sure do appreciate it. And your gift gives us the ability to keep our studio going and have a little bit of equipment here that makes the music possible for you, and a great technician in the form of Mike Pritchard and Kevin and his producer.
217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois.